the alcoholic allows them to use, and they're only allowed to play records that the alcoholic allows them to play. They're pretending they're Radio Caroline, but they're not Radio Caroline, because most of their programmes, they don't actually broadcast from a radio ship. They're not in the international waters of the North Sea. They're usually in a caravan or on borrowed equipment somewhere else, so they're not really Radio Caroline. Not the Radio Caroline that we all know. But apparently, because of all this strangety, the Ross Revenge has ended up being kind of tied up and locked up and more or less deserted in Dover. After, you may recall, in November last year, it got a bit of a problem because the alcoholic kind of let it go to rack and ruin and was ignoring the people who were on board and wasn't making any supplies get out there and all that sort of stuff. And eventually it broke its anchor and it went onto the sandbanks and then got rescued, and now it's in Dover, where it's unfortunately rotting away. It's rotting away, but people keep painting it. In fact, you can get a program, you know, by painting. If you go down and say, "Oh, I'd like to paint your ship, please," then someone will come along to you and say, "Oh, you've painted the ship, that's very good of you. Do you drink?" And then you say, "Oh yes, I drink like a fish," and then they try you out for about 3 or 4 days, and you have to be a complete and absolute idiot, make a fool of yourself, become a complete and absolute alcoholic, like the alcoholic. And then when you've proved that you're a big drinker, they give you a radio show.
Hello, Al. This is number 4 in the series from Caroline. I'm Steve, presenting this week. Peter Moore is back next week. I'll be giving you this tape on a countdown of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And this week, we're going to be looking at the ship itself, the MV Ross Revenge, the 978-ton trawler on which Caroline has been based for the last 8 years. Now, obviously, saying that a ship is 978 tons is more or less meaningless to most people. How big is it, I hear you ask? Well, 230 feet long. Again, that probably doesn't quite convey to you the scale of the operation out on board the Ross Revenge. So if I say to you that it has 45 rooms on 6 levels, there's numerous corridors and gangways, and to reach all of these, you have to climb no less than 28 sets of stairs or ladders. That should give you a little bit of an idea of what it's like. Looking again at the radio ship, the Ross Revenge, start off by having a look at the actual history of the ship. It's 31 years old this year. It was actually ordered by the major Icelandic shipping company Isvorden in 1960, and it was to be one of the biggest ships in their fleet at that time. She was built as the MV Freer by Seewacht AG Weser of Bremerhaven in West Germany, and she actually made her first voyage, her sea trials as it were, on the 19th of August 1960. The 19th of August was to be a date which would have some significance in the vessel's later life as well. The Ross Revenge features an ice-strengthened hull for her work in Icelandic waters. She only served for 18 months with the Icelandic company, however. Then she was sold to Ross Trawlers in the UK, who changed her name to the Ross Revenge. She was converted to a side trawler and was actually the largest side trawler working from the UK. Her registration number in the UK licensing system was GY718, and this is actually still visible on the side of the ship underneath its fading red paintwork. In 1969, Ross Trawlers were taken over by British United Trawlers. The Cod Wars between Britain and Iceland saw the Ross Revenge hit the headlines several times, and she certainly became quite a veteran of the goings-on at the time. Sadly, however, following Iceland's victory in the Cod Wars, there was a decline in the amount of fishing, long-distance fishing from UK ports, and the Ross Revenge was sold out of service and subsequently became a North Sea wreck recovery vessel. From then on, she was sold for scrap before being acquired in the early 1980s by the Radio Caroline organisation. Large amounts of money were spent fitting it out as a floating radio station. The ship's famous 300-foot mast was put in place. along with a number of transmitters, studio equipment, and various other items to ensure the comfort of a crew who would be spending a long time at sea. Test transmissions from the vessel commenced on the 19th of August 1983. Yes, that is exactly 23 years to the day from the sea trials of the vessel when it left its berth in Bremerhaven in West Germany for the first ever time. Quite a coincidence, that wasn't done deliberately, but the coincidences were to become even stranger in the years that followed. Caroline came on the air and quickly rebuilt a huge following and gained back the audience which had been lost following the sinking of the previous ship, the Mi Amigo.
Because it's really a beautiful sunny morning, but we're rocking and rolling just a little bit. The clock is all over the place. If I have a quick look to tell you the time, it's 22 minutes before 11. Radio Caroline, a very good morning to you. I'm Carl Kingston, here with you until 2 this afternoon. We have Choice Cuts at 11.30.
Broadcasting live from the North Sea on 963 kilohertz, 319 meters, this is Radio Caroline, where the time is exactly 9 o'clock.
Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek magazine.
The first results in the presidential election in El Salvador have been announced. And finally, it was 20 years ago today that Europe heard the sound of a brand new kind of radio service for the very first time. March 28th, 1964 was the date on which Radio Caroline began broadcasting to Britain and Europe on 199 meters medium wave. For 319 in 1984, I'm Jay Jackson.
That was Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek magazine. You're up to date with a changing world when you read Newsweek, the informative international news magazine. Newsweek brings the world to Europe every week. It takes you behind the scenes, keeps you in touch with all important world events direct to you as they happen. Read Newsweek, a weekly chapter in the history of the world. Newsweek, on sale now.
From a point at sea to the circles of your mind, a new force is at work for planetary transformation. New radio for a new Earth on 963 kilohertz medium wave. Europe's voice of loving awareness is Radio Caroline.
Thanks very much to Georgina for bringing us out a cake, and also I believe Brian would like to say hello to his mum, and also thanks for the hot cross buns, which were also very nice and very well buttered.
Very nice.
Tom,
do you know we've got some marvellous fare on the table downstairs, and we're going to make pigs of ourselves in the next hour or so. Thank you to everybody who's brought something out to us in the last few days for our birthday celebrations.
Yes, 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 very nice. I think we all go along with that.
Absolutely fabulous.
Right. Say something, Brian.
Yeah, we've got another list of the names of people that have been out here. Norman Barrington, Grant Benson, Steve Bishop, Tony Blackburn, Ross Brown, Jerry Burke, Peter Clark, Robbie Dale, Rick Day, Roger Day, and Simon D. And also, if there's a lot of people that will probably be sitting around the lunch table at the moment, all the Caroline DJs in here at the moment would like to say cheers and thank you to you. So if we all raise our glasses and say a quick cheers. Thanks, and hope you'll stay with us for the next 2 decades.
With every tick of the clock, poverty tightens its grip on children all over the world. Won't you take time now to call Christian Children's Fund at 01-580-7451 and find out how you can sponsor a desperately needy child? When it's late evening in Europe, it's nearing the dawn of another day of hunger for Little Rocky in Thailand. He needs your love now, before it's too late. One call can save a child like Rocky from the very real threat of starvation. So please call 01-580-7451 today. For just £11 a month, only 36 pence a day, you can help give a poor child nutritious meals, medical attention, clothing, education, and a friend who really cares. Please write or call Christian Children's Fund now. Time runs out quickly for a needy child.
From there on, the ship quickly rose again. Two services were provided from May 1988 when the shortwave commenced using a separate aerial. And on the 16th of October 1988, transmissions recommenced on 819 with the Dutch language radio service Radio Octane Nain. So the Ross Revenge was once more in its rightful place, serving good English language music programmes to England, Dutch language for Holland and Belgium, and World Mission Radio had listeners throughout the civilized world. However, this did not go down well with the authorities on land, and in August 1989, the Ross Revenge was illegally boarded by officials of the Dutch and British governments. The date? The 19th of August, 1989. 6 years to the day since test transmissions had commenced from the Ross Revenge, and 29 years to the day, in fact almost to the minute, from the ship's original maiden voyage.
Radio Caroline, we love you too much to leave you forever.
En tenslotte was dat PZN.